Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Kite Fighters by Linda Sue Park, narrated by Norm Lee.
Chapter 1. Youngsip watched as his older brother, Keesip, ran down the hill with the kite trailing behind him. The kite bumped and skittered along the ground, but if Keesip got up enough speed, it sometimes caught a low puff of wind and rose into the air. Sometimes. Not very often. Every tenth try or so. In the air, the kite would hold steady for several moments, then dive without warning. Keesip ran in different directions, pulling desperately on the line, but to no avail. The kite always ended up on the ground, with its twin feet crumpled beneath it, looking, Youngsip thought, both angry and ashamed. Youngsip watched silently. He did not bother to ask for a turn. Keesip would offer when he was ready. It was his kite, after all. Keesip had been given the kite as a birthday present several days before, as part of the New Year celebration. The New Year was everyone's birthday. It didn't matter on which date you were born, you added a year to your age at the New Year holiday. Youngsip's gift had been a yurtset. Normally, he would have been delighted to receive the popular board game with its little carved men. But when they opened their gifts, his first feeling was one of envy. His brother's kite was wonderful. It had been purchased from kite seller Chung, who made the finest kites in the marketplace. Two huge eyes were painted on it to help it see its way clear into the skies. Heavy eyebrows made it look fierce and determined. Youngsip had to swallow hard to hold back his jealous words.